15 minutes past 7 on Your Better Mix 99.7. This is a Saturday Lifestyle Show. We're going to talk some health and fitness right now. And, of course, the lady to talk to you about that is Claire. Good morning, Claire. How's it going with you? Beautiful
day. Good morning, Rick. Oh, amazing day. I couldn't believe it. I'm, you know, coming over the bridge, absolutely not a cloud in the sky. I'm blinded by the sun, actually. It's really dangerous driving here sometimes with that sun, but I'm not complaining.
Hey, did you go past the Kite Fest? They're setting it all up and all getting ready for the down at Pelican Park down there. It looks great, doesn't it? It's good.
Unreal. I can't believe how big it is. I remember like years and years and years ago they had it and it was not, I'm sure it wasn't as big as what it looks like it's going to be. Yeah.
It's come on to $1,000 to set it up, I think. I mean, looking at all the people down there and they're going to have people directing traffic and all sorts of stuff. So it's going to be massive. So perfect weather for it. Beautiful.
Amazing. Yes.
Now, plenty of stuff we want to talk about today in health and fitness. I want to talk to you about energy levels. I'm just sort of driving around and walking around, you kind of get to notice little kids, I mean, let's sort of talk 3, 4, 5-year-old kids, and they're always moving, they're always running and jumping, and they've got this excess of energy. And then I kind of thought to myself, why is it as we get older from that sort of 3, 4, 5, as you get older, do your energy levels drop? Or if they do, how do you stop it? Is there something you can do to sort of reverse that? I mean, why have kids got so much energy? But as adults, we kind of go, I don't have energy to get even off the couch kind of thing. So what is it?
Yeah, that's amazing, actually. How to have the energy of a four-year-old. Wouldn't you love that? Is it because four-year-olds don't have any of the responsibilities that we have, and so psychologically we're always going, oh, I'm too tired to do this, and you're not running around working in a job that's quite stressful, and well, I guess all of those things. It's great when you're a kid, you're just full of curiosity, aren't you, and you're just exploring the world and you just want to know everything. I'd love to be like that again. But yeah, so I definitely think our energy levels drop, and whether it's psychological, I guess a lot of it is psychological, but there are things that we can do to make sure that we increase our energy levels, and my three top ones are adequate sleep, exercise, and fueling your body with the right stuff.
Yeah, I heard a rumor, and I don't know how true it is, but they reckon like a four-year-old has got the same energy levels as an Olympic athlete. And I kind of think, well, where did all that go as you get older? You kind of go, did I leave it somewhere? Did I leave it in the cupboard somewhere? What happens to the body? You talk about responsibility and all that sort of stuff, and everyone takes that on board as you get older. But you kind of look at it, you go, well, I couldn't have lost it, could I?
No. Well,
it wouldn't happen to me.
Well, no, we definitely do. I mean, even when we're at school, we're always, you think about when you're in primary school, quite happy to go into the playground and, you know, what we used to do, hopscotch and tag, or what was it, kiss and tell and all that kind of stuff. You're happy to run around.
Yeah, skipping and all that sort of stuff you used to see. But I know that there's television and all that sort of stuff is involved now, but when you're at school, are they as active as I used to be?
Oh, I'm not being in the school playground and not having little kids, I don't know if I can answer that, but I do know that when we got to high school that it was less likely that we would, you know, get out into the playground and do those things. Yep. We would much rather sit down and talk with our friends or, you know, eat rather than get out move. So I'm not really sure why that happens. Maybe a lot of us become self-aware, and we're very aware of maybe that we're not really good at sport and running around, so that takes over. All of a sudden it's like, oh, hang on a minute, people might be watching me and I wonder what they're thinking. So we get, you know, all this self-awareness that comes in that stops us from doing lots of things. So I think largely it is psychological, and, you know, and the ways that we need to get around that is we consciously need to exercise. We consciously have to go, look, I need to get out of my office chair, I need to get off my bum, and I need to walk around and do some sort of exercise. It releases a happy endorphins, and that makes you feel heaps better. So, you know, that's number one. If it's not going to come to us naturally, we've consciously got to get up and do it.
I kind of look at kids and you see the energy level goes from 100% when they get up, and it slowly during the time during the day it goes down to zero, and then they have a sleep, and then they're up again 100%, and then it kind of goes from 100. So does that mean as you get older you're kind of not burning up 100% of your energy levels? You're only getting like 60 or 70%, and then you're going to sleep, but you're not really sleeping all that deeply. Is that an effect?
It could be. I think a lot of it's to do with being engaged in what you do as well, Rick. Like, little kids are just so curious about the world and so curious about finding out how this works and what that does, and they've got no preconceived ideas of, you know, of, of anything that holds them back. Whereas adults, if we're stuck in jobs that we really don't enjoy, and you're doing things that you sort of, I guess, get a bit bored, and your brain's not engaged, all of a sudden you're like, oh, I'm feeling my energy levels are low. I know when I'm doing something that I absolutely enjoy and love and I've got a passion for, I can go a whole day without even having my afternoon nap because I'm so fully focused and in the flow of what I'm doing. So again, it still comes back to that mindset of you know, what are you doing in your day that's pulling you down? You know, if you're stuck in a job that you don't enjoy, and, you know, and I go to my job during the day and honestly, I yawn, I think, from the day. And I shouldn't be, luckily I'm not saying where I work, but, you know, I'm really grateful for my job, but it's not my passion and it's not what I love. I'm working on my passion. So, you know, on the weekends when I'm working on my business, I can't believe the energy levels that I have.
Yeah, yeah.
So once again, it's finding, you know, what engages you and what gets you into that flow, and it pulls you out of that slump.
Yeah, because I look at kids and kind of in a way you get jealous, don't you?
Oh, definitely. I don't know how they do it. And they do go flat out. They get up and off they go. And you know what kids do? They basically listen to their bodies. Your body is the most amazing feedback mechanism.
Yeah.
And as adults, we don't. A lot of people burn the midnight oil and then expect to wake up the next morning, you know, bright and cheery and happy and full of energy. Little kids often will just go to sleep when they need to, or we hope they do, because sometimes they get overtired.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
but they do. They get their adequate sleep, and I think adequate sleep is a massive one.
Is that because they have an ability to be able to switch off their minds and body at the same time and sleep better? Is that a factor?
Definitely, I would say so. You know, as adults, we go to bed and the mind starts ticking over, and I know mine does. So it's really important for adults to have a really good ritual before you go to bed. You know, turn off any of your iPhones, iPads, computers 1 hour before you go to bed to just try and calm the mind. Have a herbal tea. My husband and I do a cul-de-sac walk.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, we've got a little cul-de-sac. You know, we go out the door, we turn off everything an hour beforehand. We get out and we just stroll down the cul-de-sac, look at the stars, you know, have a little bit of a chat, come back, have a herbal tea, and then that's our ritual for going to bed. So it just quietens the mind.
Okay, so it's a point of turning off the mind as well as the body so you can sleep and sleep deeply.
Yes, definitely.
Because I notice that there are times in your life where you don't sleep very deeply and other times when you do.
Yes, yeah. I'm not a very good sleeper. I'm a very light sleeper. Yep. I often wake up in the morning thinking, oh, I haven't slept all night. My brain hasn't turned off at all. I dream and I remember all my dreams. And there's some people who go to sleep and they go, oh, I don't remember any of my dreams. But if you've got a very active mind, I have to consciously slow myself down and add some meditation to my days as well, because that has, like, science has shown that if you meditate, it does quieten the mind a lot as well.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a break and we'll come back with more right here on 99.7. Miley Cyrus on Your Better Mix 99.7. It's 24 minutes before 8 o'clock. This is a Saturday Lifestyle Show. And in the studio with me, I've got Claire. Claire, now we want to talk about some other things that are happening. We talked about energy levels before, but I want to talk about something sort of kind of related to that in a way. I've seen a lot of ads on TV, and I don't know if you've seen them. They've got this little sort of glitch word called superfoods. Is there such thing as a superfood?
Yes, there is definitely such thing as a superfood. Superfoods are foods that are really packed full of vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and basically they just give you a nutrition fix, like all in one go, like a massive punch of nutrition. And there are certain foods that are just high in all of these amazing things more than others. So, yeah, there is definitely a big list of superfoods that, if possible, you should have in your diet every day.
Okay, so for example, you wouldn't, like, if you had a superfood and it's got loads of minerals and vitamins and stuff, the body can't use all that at once, can it? I mean, once you're full of that stuff, there's no more. I mean, you can only have certain levels. But so you say every day, don't have once a week or something and sort of spike it and then sort of crap at the rest of the week, sort of thing.
If you can put just superfoods into your diet, you know, nearly every day, your body will certainly use everything that it needs, and the rest you usually It comes out in your urine. And it's a bit like vitamins. People will go and fill themselves with vitamins. And, you know, if the body's getting adequate nutrients from your food intake, you're basically just peeing all your vitamins out the other end.
Yeah.
So it's a big waste of money.
Yeah.
But superfoods are great. And you know, if you eat a diet that's really rich in plant-based foods, and you eat your 5 serves of vegetables a day and your 2 serves of fruit, and you watch your portion sizes and everything, then you can't go too far wrong. It's just that we just have so much choice of, and what I call is beige food, which is all your processed foods. So the superfoods are your natural foods that, and I'll give you some examples of them. So some more common ones that the listeners will probably know is like sweet potato, broccoli is just great, kiwi fruit's really good. What else have we got? Lentils are really good. Blueberries are awesome.
Yeah, okay.
So those are the more common ones.
Yeah.
So a lot of people would, you know, have them every day. I love sweet potato, so I make sure I have some sweet potato. I always have my greens. Like, greens are packed full of antioxidants, and they're your less starchy vegetables. So your greens, a good superfood in the greens is kale.
Okay.
So a lot of people may not know what kale is. It's part of the cabbage family.
Okay.
So I have a green smoothie every single morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Do you know what a green smoothie is?
What's actually in that?
Kale and spinach and cos lettuce I put in mine.
Yeah.
And sometimes I add some spirulina, which is like seaweed extract.
Wow.
And yes, which is amazing.
Yeah.
And then my base is organic apple juice with a bit of water and banana. I put a banana in there to add some sweetness, otherwise it's really bitter.
Okay.
And quite often, before I've had one this morning, right before I've come in here, and you'll often you don't see me, but I'm sitting in my car making sure I've got no kale stalks sitting in my teeth still.
They do get caught in the microphone, don't they?
Which is an awful image, but I love it. It starts my day off. So I've had my greens for the day, which is awesome.
With winter coming up, and a lot of people that I've spoken to, a lot of people about this sort of the subject, and a lot of people go, oh yeah, well, I've got this winter coming on, so I've got to take more vitamin C. How do I know that the fruit and vegetables that I'm having has got the amount of vitamin C in it that they claim that it has? Because a lot of farmers, you know, with making, you know, fruit and vegetables, all that sort of stuff, and overusing the soil, how do I know it's got the amount of vitamin C in it? So I have to take tablets to counteract that. Do you ever get that?
I have heard that, and I know you get a lot of people saying that because of our fruit and vegetables sits in refrigeration for, I don't know, we wouldn't know how long, maybe weeks, you know, and by the time it is transported into the big supermarkets, you'll have a lot of foodies basically say all the nutrition has basically, you know, gone out of it by the time we get to eat it. So where possible, you know, try and buy organic food, which you can get from some markets, but obviously for a lot of people it's not convenient to go and do that.
So I
wouldn't know. I couldn't say for sure, like, whether it's got enough vitamin C in it. But what I do know is that if you're eating your adequate vegetable intake and your adequate fruit intake, it is better than nothing. And I honestly still don't believe you need to take a whole lot of vitamin C.
It's interesting because I've got some fruit trees in my backyard, and they're starting to come. The mandarins are starting to come out, and I had some yesterday afternoon. And I'll tell you what, they taste a lot different than what they do when they're going from the supermarket, because, like you say, they've probably been sitting in there for a little while.
Oh, definitely. You don't know how long they've been sitting in, and that's always a huge concern. But sometimes it's just out of our control. You know, I would love to get up every Sunday morning and go to the Northey Street markets and buy my organic fruit and veg, and I do sometimes, but sometimes my life is just so busy I can't get there.
Yep.
So I always make sure that I have, you know, my green smoothies of the morning. I have my vegetables all day. I have my 2 serves of fruit. But more than that, I also make sure I exercise, I get adequate sleep, I do some meditation. My body is then in the best possible state to ward off any infections and, you know, and things like that. I very rarely get a cold because I look after myself consciously, and I always make sure that I'm in a state of, you know, positivity, which also helps to ward off that.
Okay, so it's mind and body as well.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, let's take a break and then we'll come back. And I want to talk about your tip of the week a little bit later. But I wanted to ask you a couple other things about health and fitness right here on 99.7. It's 9 minutes before 8 o'clock on your Better Mix 99.7. This is Saturday Lifestyle Show. You've got Richie this morning and it's great to have your company. We're going to talk some health and fitness. We've got Claire in the studio with me. Claire, we're going to just continue on. I want to talk, we've got a couple of things we want to cover here, but I want to talk very quickly about supplements. Every time you see them in the supermarket, you see all these little containers with powder in them and they've got Fat Blaster and Muscle Builder and all these sort of things. And then you go past the health food shop and they're sticking out there on the aisle and you just about got to, fall over them to go anywhere past them. But there's all these kind of advertising and saying, if you take this, there'll be this miracle fix. Is there such a thing as, do these things work? Are they good for you? Do you need them?
No, there's no miracle fix. Definitely not. And supplements, people do take lots of supplements. And you know why? Because the marketing, as you've just said, is so amazing. It just draws people in. And, I'm going to get on my soapbox here because I'm so against supplements when they're not needed. So most common supplements are like your multivitamins, your sports drinks, and your protein powders.
Yep.
And once again, I just believe if you are eating the right diet, you're getting all of the stuff that you need from there, unless there is a specific need. Unless you go to your GP and you've had a blood test and you're low on iron and you need to take an iron supplement or something like that. But for the for the average person who just wants to be healthy and fit, you don't need to do the sports drinks or the protein powders or the multivitamins. If you're talking about health, and that's where I come from, you've probably realised, I'm just into health and natural stuff, not just filling your body with the quick fix. And that's what most people want. It's like, I'll just have a quick fix. And when I speak to the dietitians at my work, one of the most common questions is, what supplements do I need to take? Instead of people going, well, hang on a minute, let's come back and see what you eat for breakfast, lunch and dinner first before we talk about supplementing.
Because you go into any of those health food shops and they will tell you a bunch of stuff and you don't know whether it's true or not. You assume that it's true, but is it driven by marketing?
Oh, definitely, yeah. And they would have reps come in and say, if you sell so much of this, then you'll get this benefit or this payoff. And so, yes, a lot of it is very driven by the companies that are pushing their products. So I think you have to be really careful. My young sons, well, not so young, they're young men now, but they go to the gym and they all take the protein powders. And I think it's really rife in the fitness industry in the young men who really want to bulk up and get big. And, my son also takes this thing called a pre-workout, which I'm so against because it's just full of caffeine and it basically just gives them that high to go and, do as many reps as they can and do all that kind of stuff. And that's the mentality of the younger kids. And I, no matter how much I tell him, he still needs to go through that experience to work it out himself.
It sounds to me that a lot of people in this generation go, there's this easy fix for everything, whether it, dinner, I'm just going to go and have something convenient. If I want to gain weight, I'm just going to take a powder and it'll be done. I don't have to do too much. I can just sit on the couch and it's all okay. If I want to lose weight, I'll just take this and it's going to be done for me. And I kind of get, is it a responsibility that they don't want to do it over a long period of time? Is it a responsibility that, everything is just an easy fix? You want to talk about healthy eating and it's something that's ongoing. You can't just have one healthy meal per week and expect to be healthy. But is that too hard for younger people?
I think so. We're in the quick fix society. We want everything instantly, and we do. We want we're on our computers and we press the button and we want it to come up instantly. We want the big house with all of the flash furniture now. We don't want to wait. We don't want to save. We want to lose weight right now. We don't want to have to go through the hard yards to get there. So let me just take a pill and let me just get that fix right now.
Yep.
And anything worth doing, as we all know, and anything of value takes a lot of effort and time and doing it the right way and eating healthy and maintaining this amazing body of ours is not a quick fix solution at all.
Yep. So be very careful about what you're taking. And do you think that, as you said, get a GP's opinion about whether you should take something?
Yeah, if you really are lacking in energy or you feel something's not quite right with your body, your first point of call is go and talk to your doctor and just just find out, you know, maybe have some blood taken and just see if you're deficient in anything, and take it from there. I would rather do that than start filling myself up with a whole lot of of supplements that may or may not work, and then go to a dietitian and have a really good look at your diet and what you're eating. Are you fueling your body with the adequate stuff? Are you putting premium fuel in your body, or are you filling it with all your beige food and you know, because that's going to make you sluggish, and then no, you're not going to get enough nutrients. But don't expect a pill to fix that.
Okay, well, let's move on. We've spoken about supplements, but you've got a tip of the week, and I don't think this is going to be really good.
Yeah, my tip of the week is all about breathing. And many people go, oh, hang on a minute.
Most of us aren't here if we don't.
I know. It's like, come on, isn't that a natural thing that you do? And yes, obviously breathing is naturally, but you know what? Most of us don't do it properly. It's quite amazing. A lot of us shallow breathe, and I'm the first to put up my hand to say I shallow breathe. So when I talk about shallow breathing, you actually, when you take a deep breath in or a breath in, your chest rises. So you're just filling up the top part of your lungs. And I know that during the week when I'm working and I'm getting quite stressed at work, I all of a sudden stop and go, oh my goodness, I've been shallow breathing. And what we need to do is we need to do deep breathing. We need to get that oxygen right down into the bottom of our lungs so that we can clean out all that, you know, dead air and stuff. So to do that, and you can do this with me, Rick.
Oh, okay, here we go.
And any listeners, as long as you're not driving a car, you can do this as well. So what we need to do is if you get your hands and you put them on your stomach so that your longest fingers, your middle fingers, the tips of your longest fingers are touching just on your belly button. Right. So you've got your hands flat in your stomach with your middle fingers. Now we're going to take a deep breath in. And as you take a deep breath in, if your middle fingers come apart, you know you're breathing deeply. So let's go. Big deep breath in.
Yep.
And let it out.
Yeah, yeah.
So did your fingers come apart?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
So about a centimetre.
Good, good. So that means that you're breathing deeply. So your stomach needs to expand as you breathe in deeply rather than just your chest.
But your stomach holds food, not air.
No, what you're doing is you're breathing really, you know, deep into your lungs, which then moves your diaphragm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
And so my tip is 3 times during the day, stop and consciously take 10 deep breaths.
Okay.
Where as you breathe in, that your stomach is expanding, or it comes from your stomach, so actually your diaphragm expanding. Yeah. So really try that. When you breathe deeply like that, it lowers your blood pressure. It makes you more calm. It can be a meditative state. So it's really good for your body, getting it back into balance.
That sounds great. So if the kids are pulling up, that's what you need to go.
You do, 10 deep breaths.
And then you go, hell for leather. Anyway, you got an email address if anyone wants to ask you questions about anything that you've spoken about today or in the past?
I do. It's hello@illumines.com.au.
Get on there and quiz up Claire about anything that you want to find out about, and whether it's even what we spoke about today or not. Any questions, you'll get on there and answer them.
That'd be great. Yes.
Well, it's coming up to news time, so Claire, thank you very much for your time this morning. It's been great to catch up with you, and all the best for this week. And this weekend is just fantastic. You get out and enjoy.
I will.
Have a bit of a run around.
I'll go and look for those kites.
Yeah, get into the kite fest and enjoy that. Sounds like a great idea. You have a good weekend, and we'll catch you again next Saturday morning.
Thanks, Rick. Bye.
Okay.